always, I encourage you to read the bulletin, especially the notes this time, because there's a lot of things happening this week and in the not too distant future. Most important is Tuesday is the feast of Saint Joseph, and Thursday is the feast of the finding of the true cross. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. Behave yourselves honorably among the pagans, that whereas they slander you as evildoers, they may, through observing you, by reason of your good works, glorify God in the day of visitation. My good people, Lent, which is culmination in the awful passion, has come and gone, and we're now in the Easter cycle, the period of rejoicing. But something's wrong. What do we have to rejoice about? We, who are still in the midst of our own personal passion. We look around, we look at ourselves, and we see that our own church is going to hell. The world is going to hell. Our mothers, our fathers, our sons, our daughters, our grandparents are going to hell. Our own relatives don't understand us, and we don't understand them. Siblings are fighting among themselves over religion. Our children, our parents, our husbands, our wives are apostatizing left and right. What on earth is there to rejoice about? The first thing that is wrong with us as a whole is we lose sight of the light of the resurrection. But before we get to that, there's another point that's more important, and it's also why we lose sight of the light of the resurrection. And that is Jesus Christ, God Himself. Yes, we believe in Him. Yes, He's more or less real to us. But we keep Him as a somewhat distant divinity, a distant deity. He's out there somewhere, and we spend a lot of time bowing and scraping and prostrating ourselves before His throne. But we're so busy reverencing Him, we forget to love Him, get to bring Him into our lives personally. We don't realize that He's standing right beside me as I preach. He's sitting next to each one of you as you're listening to me preach. He's with us as we work in the garden, in the house, driving, whatever we're doing. He is there. Let us make Him real. Let us talk to Him in our hearts as we talk to each other. The Holy House of Nazareth. How many of us make the mistake of standing at the doorway and looking inside? But that's as far as we go. Again, we keep them at a distance. Let us go into that house. Let us kneel down next to Our Lady as she scrubs the floor, or stand at the hot stove as she cooks our dinner. Let us go into the carpentry shop on a hot summer day with no air conditioning and stand next to Saint Joseph with sweat pouring off his head as he's trying to work out a certain problem with the stupid wood that's not cooperating. Let us walk beside the child Jesus as he's carrying a heavy chair on his back down a few blocks and knocking on the door of the person who ordered that chair. And then let us stand there as the owner, the customer, belittles the chair and says it's not what he wanted, it's not this, it's not that, and the charge too much. And yet he stands there in humility and takes it. And yet what about us? How often do we get our backs up over nothing? People say things that hurt us, and we let it hurt us more than it should, because we forget that our Lord is standing next to us, being hurt also for our sake. The only thing that brought our Lord through the Passion to the end is the light of the soon-to-be resurrection. If there was no resurrection, the Passion would have been pointless. All his suffering and his death would have meant nothing. The same way with us. If we get lost in our passions, I mean passion, not our passions as lust and all that. I mean the passion, our agony that we're going through. If we get lost in that and lose the light of the resurrection, then our lives too are pointless. But we can only keep the light of the resurrection in front of us if we keep our Lord and Our Lady and Saint Joseph next to us as real people. How often do we not make the same mistake with Our Lady? And her month of May is coming up in a couple of days. There are so many thousands of different statues and names of her. We kind of get lost and make the mistake of thinking they're sort of different people. And we leave her up there on the pedestal. Let us bring her down into our lives as a mother, as a real person, as a friend. Because she too rose from her passion, and her light adds to our Lord's light, not that it needs adding to guide us to our resurrection. About 17 or 18 years ago, I was living in a house owned by my boss down at the bottom of the hill. His house was up on top at the end of a long gravel driveway with a rocky gully next to it. I used to go up there every evening for supper and spend the evening with them. And then after dark time, I'd get a flashlight and coast my bike down the hill to my house. But one night, for some strange reason, I decided I didn't need the flashlight. And I'm night blind, but I was convinced I didn't need the light. So I get on the bike and I start down the hill, and the next thing I know, I'm lying in the gully with a bruised face. Do we not do that in our own spiritual lives? Do we not say we don't need the light? And we try to do things our own way? And then we find our souls lying bruised and bleeding and wondering what happened. So let us keep the light in front of us by keeping our Lord and our Lady, Saint Joseph, and everybody else upstairs for that matter, beside us as real people. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.